Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. A very happy new year to you, my dear friend. I'm sending my love and best wishes for the year to each single one of you. Do you like traveling by airplane? If you answer yes, what do you like about it? Before COVID, I used to travel quite often by air, either for conferences or to visit my family back in Japan. Personally, I'm always super nervous when I travel by airplane. There is something nerve-wracking about going far away from the ground. Some people love it, but I can't say that I love it. Having said that, I do admit that there is something very special about flying, especially the view from the window. As I speak to you, I can recall several unforgettable sceneries from the sky. And one of them is from my trip that I took 3 years ago. I had visited my family in Japan, and I was flying back from Tokyo to Ottawa. I had one very long layover at Calgary Airport, and I took my second flight from there just before midnight. I had a window seat, but since it was night, I didn't expect to see anything. Once the flight took off, I immediately fell asleep. But then, a few hours into the flight, I woke up and happened to look outside of the window. What I saw there was the most surreal thing in the world. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Desert in the Sky. That summer, I was on my way back to Ottawa from Tokyo. After having spent a very long layover in Calgary, I remember it was more than 12 hours, I finally sat on the plane that was going to carry me to Ottawa. The plane took off at around midnight. As soon as I finished reading through the safety booklet, a practice that I never fail to do, I fell asleep with my head laid against the small space next to the window. The exhaustion from the first flight and a day in a foreign city had kicked in, and I couldn't resist anymore. A few hours passed, and I suddenly woke up in the middle of the flight. I turned to the window just to see if there was anything visible. When I looked out of the window, what I saw there was the most surreal thing in the world. It was just before dawn. In the darkest of dark blue sky, a full moon was pouring the bright silver light on the white waves of clouds below us. There were parts of the clouds that formed a mountain shape, and the whole scenery reminded me of a desert and its waves of sand. Mesmerized, I gazed at the never-ending white desert spreading in front of me. I could almost hear the sound of the silver light spilling over the white sand. I don't know how long I was in the white desert under the silver light before the golden sunlight caught up with us. At first, it was a hint, then it was a layer. Soon, everywhere was touched by the golden color of the rising sun. And then all of a sudden, there was no magic anymore. There was no more desert and no more sound of the silver moonlight.
I looked at the familiar white clouds and the blue sky from the window once more before dozing off, trying to remember the world that was just there a moment ago. In the sunlight, everything now felt like a dream, though it was a dream that I was never going to forget.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.